Fatoumata is a 16-year-old Malian living in a poor area of Mopti, located in central Mali. Her troubles began a year ago when rebels took her town, 100 kilometers from Timbuktu in the north of the country.
My mother had gone to the market and I was doing the housework. I heard gunfire. I ran to pick up all the kids. I wanted to get my brothers into the house. They jumped over our gate into the yard.
After a two-hour walk at gunpoint, Fatoumata was locked in a house with 15 other girls where she was raped several times a day.
They didn't beat us, they raped us. One group would come in and rape us while the other stood guard. They brought animals for us to eat. The meat wasn't properly cooked. It lasted a week. Then they threw us out and left.
After the ordeal, Fatoumata's mother cared for her, but her father saw the rape as a curse on the family and soon left. Not long afterwards, mother and daughter came to Mopti, where Musa was born. Fatoumata and her mother kept quiet about the violence that was committed. Aissata Cisse, an outreach worker with Family Care International, says this is all too familiar.
When there's been a rape, it's private. It's dealt with inside the family. There's no going to a tribunal to the police. Everyone keeps quiet. If it becomes known she has been raped, it's going to be a problem for her. Even at school, her friends or other people will tell her. She's been raped.
David Musa Antambara, UNICEF's chief of child protection, says legal measures should be put in place to protect Fatoumata and that the perpetrators of this violence should not go unpunished.
This situation is unacceptable. The girl is in an incredibly complex situation. This victim has to be protected. That's what we are trying to do in collaboration with the government. We are going to make sure there is working legislation in place, legal measures that ensure those responsible do not get away with it.
Partner Family Care International helps Fatoumata with medical expenses and counseling. Destitute girls like her also qualify for cash transfers. Although Musa was born of violence, Fatoumata wants to ensure he grows up in peace. Her first wish is for a proper home with enough food to eat. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.